The passage is found in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 1 through 13, with the title, Lost Our Faithfulness. In the 36th year of Asa's reign, Baasha king of Israel went up against Judah and fortified Ramah to prevent anyone from leaving or entering the territory of Asa king of Judah. Asa then took the silver and gold out of the treasuries of the Lord's temple and of his own palace and sent it to Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, who was ruling in Damascus. Let there be a treaty between me and you, he said, as there was between my father and your father. See, I am sending you silver and gold. Now break your treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, so he will withdraw from me. Ben-Hadad agreed with King Asa and sent the commanders of his forces against the towns of Israel. They conquered Gion, Dan, Abel, Maim, and all the store cities of Naphtali. When Baasha heard this, he stopped building Ramah and abandoned his work. The king of Asa brought all the men of Judah, and they carried away from Ramah the stones and timber Baasha had been using. With them, he built up Geba and Mizpah. At that time, Hanani the seer came to Asa king of Judah and said to him, because you rely on the king of Aram and not on the Lord your God, the army of the king of Aram has escaped from your hand. Were not the Cushites and the Libyans a mighty army with great numbers of chariots and horsemen? Yet when you rely on the Lord, he delivered them into your hand. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. You have done a foolish thing, and from now on you will be at war. Asa was angry with the seer because of this. He was so enraged that he put him in prison. At the time, Asa brutally oppressed some of the people. The events of Asa's reign, from beginning to end, are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. In the 39th year of his reign, Asa was afflicted with a disease in his feet. Though his disease was severe, even in his illness, he did not seek help from the Lord, but only from the physicians. Then, in the 41st year of his reign, Asa died and rested with his ancestor. With a key verse in verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. Let's read together this key verse. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. And with this title, Lost Our Faithfulness, may we listen to his word through his servant, our Pastor Jim. We'd like to invite our pastor to come and share the message. Greetings to the congregation and servant of the Lord who have come to worship this morning. And this morning, the title is Lost Our Faithfulness. Faithfulness of disciple and faithfulness is very important and needed. And he is reminding our church that keep your faithfulness until death. Maybe we only keep faithfulness until the new year. May the Lord help us. The Lord wants us to keep faithfulness until death. 3 years is enough. How about 10 years of faithfulness? Is that enough? No. Faithfulness until death, the congregation. The key verse said, the eyes of the Lord range over the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. The Lord will increase our strength for those who are faithfulness to Him. And this morning, let's think about if we our lives are we continuing to keep faithful with the Lord. There is a famous German sculptor in the 19th century. His name is Mennecker. He tried to make a statue of the Lord Jesus with jade stone. And after 2 years, he finished this statue. After he finished, there is a child come into the room, and he showed this statue to the child. And asked, who is this? And he was looking at this, and he said, maybe it's someone great. And Mennecker was disappointed because he thought that his effort 2 years ago wasn't successful because he was trying to express Jesus through his sculpting of the statue. So another year went by to continue to improve, and afterward he took another child into and showed him the statue. Do you know what this statue and the child looked like? And he cried and he said, those who are suffering children, come to me. And then he felt very happy there because this statue to cause this child recognizes Jesus. And so he said, I have seen Jesus and his image is expressed to me when I made this statue in James. 2 years later, Napoleon asked him to make a statue of Venus and to put it in the museum Louvre in Paris. And Napoleon promised that he will pay him a large sum of money for his work to make the statue of the goddess Venus. But Mennecker refused and saying, someone who has met Christ and made a statue of Christ, and I could not use my skill to make a idol of this world. It will be very worldly if I do that. We think that our life has been used by the Lord to be a temple of the Holy Spirit. Many have been used to become the messenger of the Lord. What do you think that we are losing our faithfulness of the Lord to the Lord? Then it's reminding us that someone who has met Christ, who could express Christ in his life, and if he used our skill, that our time, so that we be friends with this world, to make idols in our life, that we can cause all of that that God has done in us become useless, become worldly. We can be that been losing our faithfulness that we're not aware of us. This is a memorable saying. So an idea, you will reap an action. And after an action, it becomes a habit. If we sow the habit, and we will acquire a consequence. Maybe most of us can be familiar, but this word, we will understand how the action of Asa that can win. Sow a concept to get an action, to sow an action to get a habit. And then the habit will become for us a destiny. Let's pray for guidance. This morning we come to worship you, that you have led all your servants and our brothers and sisters to come so that we can learn about your word. Meditate on it. Many times we can sow a wrong thought that we will come up with a wrong action, something wrong action that contains a habit, you know, and then from those habits we will go and acquire the part where we are separated from God. May we examine our heart this morning. Sometimes we have some thought in our life that causes some actions that are not pleasing to you. May we bring all those to you. May you give us your word to draw us closer to you. We are thankful, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There are 3 points that we will think about together about someone who lost the faithfulness with God. The first, when we lose our faithfulness, when we become the friend with the world. And the second point, when we lost our faithfulness, when we lose our obedience. Losing our obedience. And when we can become losing our relationship with the Lord. So the first thing is, we are losing our faithfulness to be friends with the world. Our story of Asa, king, is a king. When he first came, he has done many good things for the Lord and to Israel. In chapter 14, 2 Chronicles, Asa came, and in his first 10 years has peace. Why? Because he did good things for the Lord and his people. The next 25 years, the kingdom Asa has encouraged the Israel Judah to love the Lord, the whole country seek after the Lord. They establish an oath to rejoice and make an oath. They sought God eagerly, and he was found by them, so the Lord gave them rest on every side. All Judah rejoiced about the oath, because they had sworn it wholeheartedly. That's the reason of peace. In chapter 15, verse 19, there was no more war until the 15th year of Asa's reign. In the reign of Asa, in 33 years, they have peace. That's a wonderful thing. But God did this. The first 10 years, God gave peace to Asa's reign. 25 years. Because of the seeking of Asa, Lord, God continued to give peace to this country of Judah. And there's no war. But in the 36th year, something happened in that event, that year. Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, went up against Judah and fortified Ramah to prevent anyone from leaving or entering the territory of Asa's king again. Not because of the sin of Solomon, and then the country has divided into two. And then afterward, they are divided into, Israel divided into two countries. 10 of the tribes, north, become Israel, and the two tribes in the south is Judah. Sometimes they have civil war in between them, and sometimes they rely on some ally outside to help them to defeat and attack the other part of the country. Judah can attack Israel, or Israel can attack Judah. And promises David has been promised, and Judah, there will be no one lacking to be the descending of David's throne. It doesn't matter what Judah says. God has promised David there will always be someone to sit on the throne of David, because from Judah Jesus came into this world. And so God, because of his eternal plan, that he kept his promise. In 36th year of reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, went up against Judah and fortified Ramah. Maybe Israel is trying to find to prevent everyone from helping Asa. So Baasha built Ramah, is a city north of Bethel. That means it divided between Israel and Judah. Israel is on the north, and Judah was on the north, south. And the king of Israel built a fortified Ramah to prevent anybody from coming in and out from Israel, with the intention that the northern kingdom can defeat the southern kingdom. And this event, and Asa has a concept, a thought in his head. He is afraid. 35 years in peace, and suddenly there is a concept to be afraid of King of Bashar, Israel, the king of Israel. And because of this fear, so verse 2, Asa then took the silver and gold out of treasuries of the Lord's temple and his own palace and sent it to Ben-Hadad, king of Aram. He's from Damascus, Ben-Hadad. To have a thought will be born an action. And because of his fear of Bashar, led him to take the silver in his talent, even the money in the temple of the Lord, to give to Ben-Hadad, king of Aram. He is an enemy of Judah and Israel. And Ben-Hadad always wants to defeat Israel and Judah. They always find to defeat the people of God. And now Asa is using his money to give it to his enemy king, hoping that that king could help Asa defeat Bashar. In Asa's life, he has experienced so great the love of God. He understood how the Lord blessed the people of Judah and during in his father's reign. In chapter 14 and 15, we see that Israel attacked Judah, and the Lord has blessed Judah to defend it against Israel, and they killed 5,000 Israel soldiers. 5,000 is not small. But when the Lord blessed Judah, two tribes of Judah can defeat the people of Israel up to 10,000. And when Asa was reading in chapter 14, verse 9, the Ethiopian bring 1,000,000 soldiers with 300 chariots to try to attack Asa, while Judah only has, in verse 8, for sin, Asa, 300,000 soldiers to Judah, and the whole army of Asa is only 580. It's a very large army, but could not fight against 1,000,000 people from Syria with that many chariots. Dear congregation, when God bless Judah, nothing can be against the plans of God. And Asa defeated the Ethiopian, and God caused him to be defeated, the people of Syria. So Asa had experience, also knew about God when he blessed his father to defeat a large army. And now there is fear in Asa. Use money in the temple of the Lord and his own palace to give it to the enemy, the king of Aram, Ben-Hadad. Ben-Hadad accepted the agreement and sent messenger to attack Israel and to defeat, brought all the men of Judah. When Baasha heard this, he stopped building Ramah and abandoned his work. And because of this, the Israel withdraw to protect the other territory, and they left the work that they were doing in Ramah. And Asa was very happy because Baasha has withdrew, and even more happier because Ramah, they can capture for the things that can be brought back to Judah. The king of Asa, verse 6 says, brought all the men of Judah, and they carry away from Ramah the stones and timber Baasha had been using. The good things that Ben-Hadad can help him, the enemy, and can bring something good to Judah. The peace Judah is by God. The success of Judah under Asa was by God. But we see that Ben-Hadad has become some like a hero to King Asa because he helped him. This is the way Satan can use it on his children. That is, the devil will use something of a advantage for the children to forget our Lord and give in our mind a concept that will lead to corruption. And something that is of advantage caused us to forget that. What if then had the enemy attacked Judah? Well, for Ben-Hadad, they can defeat Israel and they can call and attack Judah. And we can imagine how bad it would become if the enemy came and attacked Judah. But now, Asa can only see what is in front of him, an advantage of defeating Israel. Is this something the devil is using this against us? Because we see a short side of the advantage in front of us. And because of all that, we say we need it. It's not wrong when we need a doctor to help us heal our sickness. It's not wrong when we need a job. Somebody help us to give us in connection to help us get a job. Although we have a physician or somebody can help us get a job, that means God is sovereign. He is guiding us and supply all that to us. That is not from the human effort. So we do not turn those the things that we rely on the Lord. And instead, we rely on human effort. And this is where the devil is tripping us up because of those things. Whatever that we have, come from you. And some of us will use the things of this world to be our king. There's a fable about a turtle looking up and see the geese are flying above. I'm the turtle. I just know how to crawl on the ground. I love to be flying like the geese above. It will be very nice to be able to fly. And the turtle said, can you make me fly with you? And the geese said, how could I do that? How could we do that? Well, why don't we carry me on your back so I can fly with you? And the goose said, you are born to crawl on the ground. You cannot climb on my back. If I could not fly, I will fall with you also. And if you fall, it's very dangerous. If I fall, I can fly with you. If you fall, you will break and die. And so after a while, the person said, but I love to be flying like you. I have this idea. Why don't we use a branch? Two of you will grab this branch, and then I will put the stick in my mouth, and both of you, even easier, or just for you. So the geese seems reasonable. It's a good item. And so they took the branch. And two of the geese will bite on the branch, and then in the middle, the turtle will bite onto the branch. And so the turtle got to fly with the geese. He saw everything below. He was so excited, so happy. He looked everything up. Two geese would carry a turtle to a stick. Oh, the kids below said, oh, how wonderful that is. How can this be? And when the turtle looked down, he said, oh, me, I can grab, this is my gear. When he opened to say something, and then he fell down, killed himself. Maybe we have certain points that we rely on, but those are the things that are deceiving to us. We do not should be proud of our accomplishment. Be careful because the concept, because it can come from the devil that could lead to an action that will cause us into destruction of our soul. Even affecting negatively onto our families, our relatives. A person faithful to the Lord can depart from the Lord, and Asa is an example for us. Do we keep our faithfulness with God or not? A concept can lead to a bad action. The second point, we lost the faithfulness when we lost our obedience, when we satisfy our carnal desire. At that time, Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him, because you rely on the king of Aram and not on the Lord your God, the army of the king of Aram has escaped from your hand. And so now, God can send king of Aram into your hand, Asa, but you have lost the ability because of your bad actions to give him your money. And Hanani reminded Asa the experience that King Asa has been able to defeat Ethiopia and Syria. Who did that? The Lord gave him strength. The Lord blessed Asa to King Asa, and he said, the eyes of the Lord will range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. And this is the principle. The eye of the Lord will look around to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. And this principle could be applied for each one of us today. The principle never changes. God never changes. So this advisor to come and ask us, because the love of God to Asa, remind Asa, remember the peace that you have experienced during 30 years in this school. Come from the Lord, not from Asa himself. So we see Asa did not listen to the word of God before he did. In verse chapter 15, there were two prophets, two of the prophets has come to Asa to remind him those the things that Asa needs to be doing. And Asa had been listening to the prophet. In chapter 15, verse 1, said, Asa heard and obeyed to the word of God and destroy all the idols of the within the country of Judah, and the heart will be encouraged with the word of God. In verse 15, King Asa also deposed his grandmother Maacah from her position as queen of Moab, and everybody gave an oath to obey to the Lord. In verse 16. King also deposed his grandmother Maacah from her position as queen mother because she had made a repulsive image for the worship of Asherah. Asa cut it down, broke it up, and burned it in the Kidron Valley. So he put away all the idols, deposed those who worship idols, even his grandmother. But now, he took the money from his temple, the temple of the Lord, in them before he did good things to the Lord. But be careful. When we have a concept in our mind, it can become something of an evil action. And this action to rely on the enemy Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, has become a habit in the heart of Asa, King Asa. When we do not rely on the Lord, we rely on ourselves, it will be that we will no longer rely on the Lord anymore. When we do not obey one time, then it will become a habit that we continue to disobey God's commandment. Our enemy is the devil, always deceive our feelings by the shortcoming of the advantage that we can see ahead of us, that we are used to having these things cause us to be apart from God. Many some of them go to church and say, I'm so headache today, we need to rest here. And somebody saying, when we come, I need something, somebody that I don't really want. It's better to stay at home. And sometimes we say, I have so many things I have to resolve here. Then I have to fix my car. I have to do this and that. And the congregation, all these things, those are deceiving from the evil, cause the children of God feeling it to be in the habit to disobey the God's commandments of the Lord. And Asa is used to his action to rely on his enemy, the king Ben-Hadad. And so when the prophet told him, Asa was so angry. And then he didn't think before that now he is used to not rely on the Lord. You know, when he did not rely, he did not want to hear the word of God either. And so he was angry with me because of the problem. Because the devil will cause us many tendency to not listen to the word of God. In the Bible, we see that Herod Antipas, the king in Judah, he captured John the Baptist because John the Baptist told him not to marry his father's wife because that's a sin. But his desire, that woman has caused him to make and capture John Baptist and put into jail. He feels it's okay. Now John Baptist will no longer tell him to rebuke him. And so now with John Baptist put away, he will be okay with keeping marrying his brother's son, wife. New condition. The devil did not stop there. And it came to the point where the daughter of Salome has made a dance before Herod, and he is pleased with his daughter's dance. Whatever you want, I will give you even half of my kingdom. That's a promise, Herod. But they did not want him. I only want the head of John the Baptist. And Herodian won the head of John the Baptist. That is something Herod did not want to think that he could do it. But because of his promise, above all, before all the officials, he could not withdraw. And so he had to comply with his promise to capture and give the head of John the Baptist on a platter to the king. The devil is very, but we have to be alert before the scheme of the devils, the deceitfulness of evil, through entertainment, through our health, and through all anything that causes us from worshiping the Lord. But let us be alert to recognize the scheme of the devil. There is a two animals and the fox talk to the porcupine. They confront said, what do you say? I'm ugly. The fox said, do you see the rabbit there? It's so cute. But you are so ugly because your feather is so hard, pointy. And the porcupine said, I am ugly, but I continue to keep all these hard feathers. Why? Because it will keep me to escape from your jaw. The fox wants to make the porcupine to pluck away all his feathers to become more beautiful. But the porcupine recognized the scheme of the fox. If I lose my hard feathers, I will be eaten alive by this fox. The devil can attempt to tempt us in many different aspects. If we are not alert, we will fall into the devil's scheme. He will attack us in our condition. Many years ago, we know somebody, this lady accepted Christ, and I introduced the Lord. She was very happy, and she participated in all of our activities regularly, and to practice the prayers, come to the church on Saturday to do study, and one day, she knew a boyfriend, and this boyfriend is not a believer. And he told me that she wanted to marry this boyfriend, and I advised her, you need to pray a lot more for your marriage, because that person is not of the same faith. Without the same faith, it will affect your belief. But she said, no. I love the Lord. I'm sure that when I marry this, I will make him to become a believer. Because she thought she was very strong, that she can overcome many challenges. After that, after she's cried afterward, many years ago, when I first dated, the husband said, from now on, you belong to me. I do not want you to go to church, the husband said. And she could not come to church anymore. And from that point, after the Sunday, and many Sundays, they come together with his friend, his husband, to drink. And she's the one to have to buy the beers and wine for the party. And afterward, we could not see her name. I'm not sure where she is now. From that then on, 20 more years or more years, she has not come back to this church. You see, the temptation of the devil, it will cause thought that we are very strong, but we can fall anytime. Asa is a king that before had made good things for the people of Judah, not only bring blessing to his people to build peace and safety and encourage the people to worship the Lord, but he can influence the Israel people in the Lord. In verse 17, verse 8, King Asa called all the Judah, the Benjamites, and all the Ephraimites. When we were there in Judah, there are many Israel kings, and they saw how the Lord blessed the people of Judah. The Israel belong to Ephraim, Manasseh, Simeon, the tribes. They can feel that the Lord is blessing, is a wonderful God, the God of Asa. So he left Israel to follow the tribe in Judah. And even people from Naphtali follow the people of Judah. The life with God has an influence, a good influence upon them. When we disobey the Lord, our life could influence, can have a bad influence on others. Asa did not listen to the prophet of Hanani. And in verse 10, he also oppressed other people. Who oppressed anybody talking about the Lord? Oppressed those who advise him of the word of God. God is using the heart to advise him to restore the heart of Asa to be obedient again. But when we have a bad concept, we will acquire a bad action. And then Asa has no longer a habit to rely on the Lord. When the love of God in us, the obedience in us and our life will bring many blessings to others around us. When the love of God departs from us, the obedience has been lost. No longer would we become a negative impact to damage other people around us, damage our family, damage people around us. The third point that we would think together is that when we lost our faithfulness, we lost our relationship with the Lord. I said this is the relationship with the world. In the 39th year of Asa, he became sick. Is this something that happened out of nowhere? No, this is came from the Lord. It's very strange that, and he was so hurt. Very serious sickness. It could be something that caused Asa to be uncomfortable and very painful. Then he could not attend to his official duty. He could not sleep. He could not stand by himself. And the Bible said he sought all the physicians to heal him. And with the habit, we are facing a bad destiny. When we not seek, the answer no longer seek the Lord, but now this, he was warned by a prophet. He put him in prison. Anybody told something about that, he, Asa, oppressed them. Asa did not want to hear the word of God, because when he had a bad energy, he has a habit, and from that habit, it become a bad destiny. Lead us to memory. The pain in Asa was happening because of the Lord, because God loved Asa in 35 years to reign over his people. He loved the Lord. He walked after David, pleasing the God, pleasing God. But now, Asa only relying on the king of Aram, Ben-Hadad, he developed a bad habit. The most important thing a manager is faithfulness. And Paul told us in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, the necessary part for a manager is faithfulness. Asa is someone who managed the country. The Lord wanted him to have faithfulness. Though Asa may have incurred some mistake, he could use the money to send the money to Bandit. The Lord can forgive Asa for that. He began to put the prophet in the prison. The Lord can forgive Asa for that. He may oppress his brothers. The Lord can forgive Asa for that. Those oppressions. If he repented. Only repented. If Asa repented, though he has made many sinful things, the Lord ready to forgive them, yet not against him. In the 39th year, he has a pain in his leg. And the 40th year, 2 years later, that he find all the physicians, no one can heal him. No physician in the land. Is it something strange? Very strange. But it's under the sovereignty of God. When God wants to correct somebody, want to rebuild a country, when God wants to rebuild the world, there is nothing difficult for the Lord. We have experienced go over the years, COVID 2019, only a small virus, a very small one, to paralyze the entire world. If the Lord will rebuke, it is very simple to the Lord. He has the authority, the power to correct this world. But as having this sickness in this life, only in 2 years. Why? Because God continued to wait in repentance from Asa. 2 years, is it enough for repentance? Yes. Only returning to God. And everything that Asa committed as sin will be forgiven. The Lord is waiting patiently for 2 years. But Asa did not repent. And finally, what happened? In the 40th year of King Asa, he passed away. Asa died because of his sickness. Because the sickness caused him to so painful. No physician can heal. His death as a king from the fact that he departed from God. God can give 35 years of peace. God is someone to destroy the enemy of Asa even stronger than him. But he defeated Ethiopia. And only one thing, God can cause him to have a warning sign, a sickness in his body. Let's think about this. This sickness of Asa is now by happenstance. The entire, he could not find a physician, not by happenstance, but under his sovereignty of the Lord let it happen, because his eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. Not only Asa, we see the king of Judah, Shimon, Simon, Ezekiel, as a child, has been blessed. But all those kings, when causing those kings obeyed to the Lord, but afterward, they disobeyed the Lord. When they cause this to happen, this action become a habit to the people who depart. They do not connect to the Lord anymore. And that consequence happened. Jeroboam is someone who has been blessed. If you obey the Lord will bless you, just like God has blessed you. But his son has caused the people to sin. They caused the people to worship the idols. The statue of the town was erected. The sin with Jeroboam has been reminded many, many times in the Bible. And the kings of Israel in the north and went after worshipping idols, the congregation. There's a story about Robert Robinson, author of the hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. He lost the happy communion with the Savior he had once enjoyed. And this hymn is very famous in Come, Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Robert Robinson has felt the love of God and wrote out the lyrics that describe the blessing. Is also being blessed, and one day he lost his relationship with the Lord. And in his declining years, he wandered into byways of sin. As a result, he became deeply troubled in spirit. Hoping to relieve his mind, he decided to travel. He felt spiritually good. He decided now, maybe in his travel, he can find his so again, in this course of his journey, he became acquainted with a young woman of spiritual matters. And so she asked him what he thought of a hymn she had just been reading. And she saw this lyrics being encouraged to his astonishment. He found it to be none other than his own composition. So this young woman was reading his own composition. He tried to evade the question, but she continued to press him for a response. So He denied that he wrote Messiah, but she continued to pray. This is so wonderful. Did you hear that? He read, "Here I raise my Ebenezer. Here by thy great help I have come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home." She read out loud. He was familiar with the lyrics. This is so wonderful. What an amazing lyrics in that hymn. Don't you realize? She asked him. And suddenly he began to, with tears streaming down his cheeks, he said, "I am the man who wrote that hymn many years ago. I would give anything to experience again the joy I knew then." Although greatly surprised, she assured him that the streams of mercy mentioned in the song still flow. Well, praise be to God. Thanks be to God that God used this young woman to remind Robinson, "Remember what you wrote in the hymn." And she said, "You listen to this, prone to wonder. Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart. We know that He knows. Oh, take on sin. Seal it, Lord, seal it for thy courts above. And in this way, I give my heart to the Lord. God will seal our heart with His love." And these words from this young woman, Mr. Robinson was deeply touched by those words of this young woman. Turning his wondrous heart to the Lord, he was restored to full fellowship with the Lord. When we have a heart, it will lead to an action. An action will lead to a habit. But the Lord loved us. God continued to monitor and to follow Anselm in 2 years with a hope. If Asa repented, everything could be forgiven. He could be restored back to the relationship with God. But Asa denied this opportunity. And today, do we forfeit the opportunity to be restored back to the Lord? Maybe some hurt that has occurred, some bad things happened to us, to remind us that God continues to love us. He is waiting for us. His eye is ranging over there to bless, to strengthen those who are faithful to Him. Because how could hear our cry? Do not be like Asa, love losing the opportunity to come back to the Lord. Let's all stand. Let's read together the key verse, reminding us the love of God is continued to be for us. Let's read. "For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him." Dear God, we are thankful. You have loved not because of our goodness, but because your love has accepted our weaknesses, even when we are not worthy, so we can become your children. But in our life, many times we have certain thoughts, just like Asa's head, and this thought would become to actions that would cause us harm spiritually. And those become a habit that causes us eventually to be apart from you or from you. If we were committing our disobedience because of our fact, or the world is causing us to be fine, but now, please draw us near to you. Forgive our sinful actions. But your eyes continue to reign throughout the earth to strengthen those of us whose hearts are fully committed to you. We still have the opportunity to repent, to be closer to you, because you are still waiting for us, Lord. We thank you. May we hear your voice this morning so that we can repent of our unfaithfulness, that we will never come back to you due to our own actions, our own thoughts, our own habits. May you forgive us. May you forgive our witnesses. We know that the devil is very smart to lead us away from you. But let us seize the opportunity that you still love us, so that we will reconnect back to our relationship with you. May you bless each one of us here. You can understand deeply than even we understand us, that you understand each one of our hearts and deep. May you help us to draw close to you. We are thankful because of your promise to us that you will strengthen when we keep our faithfulness with you. We need that strength to live in this world, this life. We lift our glory to you and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.